Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about possible. We have Mandeep Rai. She is the CEO of Creative Visions Global. Mandy, hi. 你好。
你好。
Okay, do you think learning Chinese is possible?
No, I think it's impossible. Only kidding.
You see my hammer is coming down.
I think it's so possible that young children aged 2-3 are able to pick it up, and I've seen that in front of my eyes. And these are non-native speakers in a culture that's not Chinese and in a country that's not China.
How about for adults like us?
I think if the characters are described to you as their visual context, it's surprisingly easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to say that because you're known as Chinesey, but really when it's properly explained to me, I don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So learning Chinese is all possible.
It's possible and nothing is impossible.
Exactly. Okay. So let's learn how to say possible in Chinese first. To say possible, we say 可能.
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 Yeah. Two characters. First one is 可.
可.
可. And it's a very simple character. It's very useful too. 可, that means can. Can you, cannot, can.
Mm-hmm.
So 可.
可.
Yeah, so it's a third tone. We go down and up. That means permission. Yes, permission.
可.
可. 能.
能.
能 is the second character. And it's a second tone. 能.
能.
Perfect. And the shape of the character, as you can see, an ancient form, that was actually the shape of a bear.
The 可 is the form of a bear?
能.
能.
能 is the shape of the bear. And then the ancient Chinese people, of course, at that time, bears were relatively big and very powerful from human's perspective at that time when the weapon was not that advanced.
Mm-hmm.
So the image of the bear has turned into able, the powerful, able bear.
Mm-hmm.
So they drew the shape of the bear to show, hey, this is a capable, possible ability to achieve something.
Can do.
You
attitude.
Can do. That's right. So 可能 together, 可 is the permission. Yes, you can. And then it's possible and able. So the possibility together, you are able to do something. More likely, you can do something.
Well, everything is possible.
Everything is possible. You just ran the London Marathon.
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe that wasn't possible. Any kidding. No, that was possible. Obviously, it's possible.
You already made it.
Well, it's possible because one person did it however many centuries ago in Greece. It's such a distance, and to do it in one stretch is so grueling on your body. I don't even think it's healthy, to be honest. I think it's extreme.
Right.
And that is what makes it seem impossible, and that's what makes it a feat to do, to be possible, because you just enter a really different relationship with yourself to push yourself to that limit.
Right. Is that why you decided to run the marathon?
Yes. I wanted to achieve something that for me was initially impossible. I was the kind of girl who at school would pretend to forget her trainers at home, you know, in order not to do the sports class or in order not to go for a cross country run, because for me, running was awful. Mm-hmm. I found it boring, pointless, almost jarring on my joints and almost unnatural to my being and body.
Mm-hmm. How long did you train for the marathon?
From the moment I made the decision, it was maybe seven months.
Right. Okay. So you've done well. Will you do that again?
They say never, so you never know. But at the moment, I would say no, only because I would now like to see what else is possible.
Right.
So, okay, that's done. Now should maybe
maybe climb Matterhorn.
Maybe.
Yep, that would be a good target.
Yes.
Right. So we know how to say possible.
Yes.
And we also need to learn how to say impossible.
Okay.
Yeah. We say 不可能。
不可能。
不可能。And 可能 is the same thing. We just add no in front.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
不可能。
不可能。
Yeah. So do you think you can climb Matterhorn? Oh, you have to say 可能 for sure.
Yeah, I would say 可能. Exactly. I don't want to say the boo bit.
Do you think I can run marathon?
可能。
不可能, I guess.
No. But you can run the marathon. It's not impossible.
Yeah, unless I have a knee surgery. I have a ACL rupture, so I won't be able to run unless I have a surgery, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's possible, 可能, if I have a surgery, but it's 不可能 if I don't have a surgery.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. So you see, it's still possible.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you some questions now, and you have to answer 可能 or 不可能.
Fine.
Do you think that machine will be smarter than human?
不可能.
Okay. Do you think?
I'm just going to caveat that. I think 不可能 on some things such as emotional intelligence type things,
mm-hmm.
but 可能 for most things such as anything mathematical or rational,
right.
I think actually machines could do faster, and calculators show us that all the time.
Right. And do you think 可不可能 that people go to the Mars in our lifetime?
可能. I think it's totally possible.
Right. Do you think that the space travel as tourism is foreseeable?
In our lifetime?
In our lifetime, yes.
So we, I think, have another 60 years.
Yeah.
I think it's 可能. I think it's very, very likely.
Right. Do you think that the world will be peaceful in our lifetime? 可不可能?
I want to say 可能 because actually violence has reduced dramatically. In the last 200 years, we have a much more peaceful society and life. But is it 100% peaceful? No. And therefore, at the moment, it's not the case. But I don't want to use the word 不可能 because for me, that's like saying there's no hope in this case. And that's not what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Right, so let's recap. To say possible, 可能.
可能.
To say impossible, 不可能.
不可能.
Oh, there was movie series, Mission Impossible.
Oh, yes.
Should we learn how to say it?
Let's do it.
Okay, 不可能的任务.
不可能的任务.
Perfect. 不可能 is impossible. And the is like the junction of something. And the task, mission, task, is 任务.
任务.
任务. So, 不可能的任务. And that's the direct translation of the movie title. 不可能的任务. Yeah, that's the movie I grew up watching with Tom Cruise.
He's actually going to be in London next week.
Oh, right. Okay. So you are going for a date with him?
I don't want to date him.
But I won't tell him.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Say hello for me if you see him. Okay.
I will.
He has to learn how to say 不可能的任务.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mandeep, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about possible, 可能, impossible, 不可能. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见, Mandeep.
再见.